Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Carly on Flytime Radio from Tokyo. And yeah, today is 15th of September, which means we are going to have a 16th party tomorrow. So yeah, we are going to put the details on Facebook later anyway. And I think, I don't know, sorry, this is a recording one, so it's still August, but I think in Tokyo we will not have a 16th party because we are having this huge event on 22nd, and so we'll see. We are going to put the details anyway, so I hope that you guys check that, and then if you're interested in, just come. And I think like there is a 16th party in London, so if you're living in London, then just come join us. And today is my monologue, because I don't have anyone, yeah. Only Akio-san. But this is, I think, a good opportunity to talk about what I felt and how was our own tour back in July. And yeah, like next week we are having Kenji and we will talk about that as well. So maybe this time, Nikki, we would focus on more like a personal stuff, I think, and like the stories behind the tour. And yeah, I think, like, we've already talked in Japanese version, and you know, it got really long show, and it was so much fun to talk about what actually happened besides the tour project. So yeah, I hope that we can talk about that as well, as like, you know, Akio-san doesn't speak English, so we'll see. So it's a monologue, so this is time for me to introduce my recent favorite song. And because this is the English version, so I am going to introduce about the Japanese band, which is recently my favorite. A month ago, like, I went to Rock in Japan Festival, and there was this band called Ningen Isu, which means human chair. And some people already know them because they're quite old, but they recently, started activities again, I think. And then they were really rock, they're really amazing. So I would put the link of their one of the songs, which is called Namahage. So if you're interested in, by the way, like, they're kind of like a metal stuff, so if you listen to metal band, then yeah, it could be one for you. And today's first song, this is from Yukino, who went to London with me performed amazingly, and I'm gonna play her one of her songs called Boku no Uta, which means my song. Enjoy it. You're listening to Fresh FM Radio, and that was Yukino with my song, Boku no Uta. So, well, we should start with first. as a professional promoter, the tour was really fun, which means it was like just like, you know, like we were having fun, but also it was very interesting to promote Japanese musicians like that in London, because that was the first time for us to bring them to London. Like, we usually like promote Japanese musician who already live in London, but this time like we brought them from Japan. Well, about Chaka, she's living in Hong Kong, so like, technically she was not from Tokyo, but yeah, let's say we brought them. And it was a really good experience, I think, because like as we already talked on a pub talk, there are so many things happened, and then like a single, like every single day, and then we didn't have much time to be relaxed, and 本当に息つく間もなかったね。like every day, like from morning to evening, we were so busy. All of us were so busy. So, well, you know, obviously, like I went there as a business trip, so of course I was very busy at work. But usually, you know, I have this like some time for myself to chill out. But I got to only like as a totally like a one do something for that. So most of the time, I was just working. And then it was really busy, but it was really fun as well, because, you know, I don't know, I shouldn't say it like this, but it's kind of like, it would have been very boring if nothing happened. So, you know, some things, like some bad things happen, that's why they made this trip really interesting, and we could learn so many things from them, and then actually we think we involved, and then we improved, and by them. So, well, it was really good for me to learn, like, you know, I've already like worked as a promoter and an eventer for a long time, I think 3-4 years, enough to do some like professional works, but still we got everything ready properly and perfectly. It wasn't enough, because always like some accident happened. So we could learn that this time, and then that was a really good experience for us to know that actually, you know, things, you know, if that happened, that happened. You know, you can't help it. But what you can do is you shouldn't regret, or you should just, you shouldn't give up on that. What you can do is just working hard and keep working hard and then try to sort out. And then I think we could do that, but that's because not every single person was capable, but also, like, you know, we had this teamwork to go through together. And then after the fly jam, which means like, you know, only me and Kenji and Koichi and Akio-san, after us, there's so many people who are helping us as well, such as Chikako or Yusuke or like some other our friends as well. So that was really helpful, and that was really, you know, big. That meant really a lot for us as well, and yeah, it was really good to see everyone like that. So yeah, unfortunately, like I said, I didn't have much time, as like personal time, to hang out with my friends, but still, like, it was good to catch up with people at our events. And some people I met in at Hyper Japan Festival, like, they gave us like this comment about our artists, about Chaka and Yukino, and they said, like, you know, Chaka and Yukino performed really good, so that was really good, nice to hear about that. And yeah, and then, well, Underbelly, that was the venue actually that when I was living in London, I was looking for some kind of new job as a promoter or eventer or booker in a venue. So I actually went to Underbelly, I don't know, maybe with a CV, I think I brought up my CV as well, and I tried to get information about that, about like promoting stuff and then like organizing stuff. And yeah, in the end, I couldn't get a job in there, but I was kind of like dreaming to work as a promoter or eventer, even an organizer in there. And now, like after that, after 3-4 years later, which is now, I finally went there as an event organizer and a promoter. And I brought those Japanese musicians there to promote. And then it was kind of weird, like a strange feeling for me that in another, some other different way, I achieved my dream. And then, yeah, we had an event there, so it was really, I don't know, I can't describe that feelings, like, it was like just weird. I felt like, oh, finally I did it. So yeah, it was a really good opportunity for me to do that as well. And I really appreciate for that, for Kenji and Koichi to give me that opportunity. And now, you know, we'll kind of keep in touch with Underberry, so I hope that one day again I will go back there to organize some events and promote more Japanese musicians. Yeah. I've been so serious. I'm sorry. So, I'll be very serious. I shouldn't be serious. I know. Like, some, like, you know, this is the kind of behind the stories out there, so. But anyway, I'm gonna play today's second song first, and this is from Chuck, and the song is called The Fairy's Dance. Enjoy it. Flashing Radio, and that was Chuck with The Fairy's Dance. Yeah, that's a good one. So, something happened, I don't know. Even though we didn't have much time as a personal, I want to ask Akiyoshi, like, if something crazy happened. なんか面白いことありましたかね?
なんか日本語会のってちょっと危なかったじゃん。
He said, like, because in a Japanese version on this Tuesday, we talked to some kind of like, you know, sort of dangerous stuff. It's like, we maybe shouldn't have talked on a radio show, isn't it? So he said, like, maybe in the English version, there's another story that I couldn't talk in Japanese. 日本語では喋れなかったことがあるんじゃないかと言うんですけど. Well, yeah, in Japanese version, I talked about a guy who spoke to me while I was waiting for the night bus. And then somehow, like, the direction we went, wanted to go was the same, so we had to take a same bus, and I didn't talk to him much, but he just followed with me, and like he sat down next to me, and like he was talking about his life stuff, and then in the end he asked me to go to his place to have the cocktails together, and I refused it. Of course I did. I didn't go. Of course I didn't. Of course I said, like, no, it's not going to happen. I was like, okay. So, yeah, we were talking about that things. Seriously, like, that's it. Like, nothing happened. 本当に何にもない。I know I'm really boring, but seriously, nothing happened. I was just...So busy, and most of the time I was drunk. That's because, you know, if you want to have a cider, a pint of cider in Japan, it costs around like 1200, which is very 300 yen, sorry, so which is very expensive. But if I try to get a pint of cider in London, that costs around, I don't know, it depends on the part, but most of them serve as £4 or something.Which is very cheap. So, and the cider is very strong. So, you know, whenever I go to London, that is the best opportunity for me to have a cider. So, you know, I love IPA as well. But most of the time I had only cider, and then that got me drunk. サイダーばっか飲んでたからね。And yeah, because it was really like nice days. It was hot days. Usually like in London, even if sometime, like a weather is always like cloudy and a grey sky. Then most of the time, you know, it's just raining. But this time, somehow, I don't know why, but since exactly the date when we landed till the day we left,London, like those 10 days were so, like, it was so beautiful days. Like, it got like 31 degrees or something. 31 度ぐらいまで行ったっけ ?28 度とかだったっけ It got, no, 34 degrees, I think, on 19th. So, like, when we had a summer party, so it was 19th. 19日です、確かに。
ね、
あ、
そっか。
うん、it was 34 degrees or something. But there is no humidity there, so it was much better than compared to Japanese summer weather, but still it was really hot for me. And I don't know, should I say this? I don't know. I was walking around with drinking and holding a bottle of cider. Well,Was it? Yeah, we're supposed to have a radio show, radio recording on 90s, but somehow it cancelled because the schedule was so busy and then we had to remanage that. And so we got some like free time on 90s before summer party, I guess. And I went shopping to get some souvenirs for my family and my colleagues and my boyfriend, so...Yeah, and then it was a really hot day, I remember, then and I couldn't help myself. I went to off-license shop to get a bottle of cider. I was holding and walking around. I know, I looked a bad person, but that was actually really good. それくらいです、本当。Nothing else.
いやもっとあると思うんです
けどね No, nothing else
あれの話だっけあの俺の話なんだけど迷子になった時にさ、
うん、
あの外人の姉ちゃんに話しかけたって言って
Yeah, so he because like he didn't get time to go to get the sticks for a drum so and then once he tried it was Sunday so the shop was closedSo he had to go again to get to buy sticks, drum sticks. And while Yukino was having English lesson and Chuck was having a dance lesson, he went to the shop on him own. 一人で行ったんだよね、その時はね。
いや、スティック買いに行ったのは。
二人？違う、だから、二回目行った時。
いや、そう、二回目行った時は暇だから。
あ、暇だから。
そうそうそうそう。で、戻ってきて落ち着いて、でちょっとなんか、落ち着いたからちょっと散歩でもしますかっつってでちょっとなんかほらみんながなんか収録とかしてたから、
うんうんうん、
俺暇だったんです
あスティック買いに行ったのは浩一さんも一緒に行ったのか
そうそうそう
2回目の時も
そうそういや2回目の時はで ステーク買って戻ってきて小石さんとかと合流したんだ
よ。あ、そっかそっか。
そうそうそうそう。
Okay, so no, on the way to get the sticks. Okay. So yeah, you got drumsticks. Okay, and then came back to the cafe where Yukino was having an English lesson with Carly to join them. Then you got the time, like a free time, so you went to take a walk. あの散歩に行って、yeah. Then you got lost then. で迷子になったんだよね。Then you talk to a cute girl, pretty girl.
いや、あのね、熟女だ。やっぱり
熟女好きだから。
やっぱり熟女好きって言っちゃったよ。
いや、Kiyoshi likes to like all the women.
いやいやいや、all the women.
All the women.
Yeah.
So there was like a pretty lady, and then you talked to her.
Yeah.
When you lost.
Yeah. I said, "Oh, sorry, I lost the way. Please help me."
And what she said? What did you say?
Oh, okay, okay. なんかなんだっけな。なんか。なんつったら全然わかんないの。
So he couldn't guess what she said. Because it was all English, wasn't it?
で、なんか、なんだっけな。でもなんか駅の名前とか道とか教えてくれて、あっちだよみたいな。で言ってたと思う、多分。
うんうんうん。
多分そんなこと言ってて、で、あ、オッケーオッケーっつって、終わっちゃう。喋れないのに、何もできるわけないじゃない。ナンパじゃないからね。
It wasn't like, okay, I get it. It wasn't like a, just hook up. It was just, あれだよね、あの、本当に真面目に道を聞きたかった。
そうそうそうそう、携帯も使えないし、ね。
単純に本当に純粋にね。
そうそう、ただ聞くんだったら、
綺麗な。And just you, purely you wanted to ask the way back to the cafe.
ね、
you want to ask someone that means like, you know, it should be someone you think attractive. So you just went to the lady, the pretty lady, to ask the way.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get it. You couldn't understand English.
That's funny.
Mm. Mm. So yeah. Like, if you try to communicate with someone, then.Language is the way to talk and communicate to people, but it's not the only way. You can use your body language as well. Body language. And you can use your smartphone, Google Map, Translator. Yeah, technology.
I couldn't use.
You couldn't, yeah, because you didn't have network, you didn't have a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You couldn't use a Wi-Fi somehow.
And I can't speak English. And I don't know, town map. I can't. everything.
You couldn't do anything then. Yeah. But you still got a way to get back.In the cafe.
Yeah.
でも戻ってきましたから。That was really fun. Like.
なんとかなるよね。
I was with a Chuck, I think, at the time. I was, I think, I'm traveling from the dance studio to the cafe to join the rest of them. And some people texted me like, "Is he all right? Is he all right?" So I feel like What's going on? What they're talking about? And some people said like, because he lost and he posted some pictures on the Facebook and he said like he was lost. I said, okay. I don't know what's going on. Then I couldn't talk to you because you didn't get the Wi-Fi. So yeah, but you made it. So anyway, you survived it. So yeah, it was kind of like a fun story though. Yeah, and then, like so many things happened, seriously.I think there are more stories about those things behind. なんかもっといろんな話がある気もするんですけどね。 Maybe we should talk about this when everyone got together again.
絶対こいさんの悲しい。
I think so. I agree with you. It could be fun if we talk about that to、Koichi. We are going to talk to Koichi later and anyway, like in this、last week, I think. The last week of、September, we're going to、join,、we're going to have Koichi as guest here. So maybe we can ask him that question. 多分聞けますよ。
後で。後でね。
So, yeah.That's it. That was really fun.、that was really good tour. I got drunk, really drunk as well. So, yeah, it was really good. Well, thank you so much. So, of course, we were walking so hard, okay? We were so busy. But that's why we needed to drink as well. And then we did it. And I'm not gonna be very honest, like,、but I've already got twice. I mean, I was really drunk in London only twice. And one time it was、when I was living there. And the other time I was having cider as well. And then this time, like on this floor, I got really drunk. So only like, you know, twice I got drunk in London. And it was really fun anyway. And it was really busy, but it was really fun.And I really hope that we can go back there again. So, yeah, and then Kenji's gone now. He was here. And we recorded his show as well, but he's now totally gone. So, maybe in 6 months or something, I would see him again. But until then, we would talk over Skype. So, that's kind of like a shame and sad. But, you know, life is life. I can't change it.So, this version of the show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, we speak in Japanese, and on Thursday, we speak in English. And yeah, I hope to see you next week again. So, thank you. Bye.